After spending $150 million, we have nothing in the sky. AT&T spent $40 and has Telstar up there. Now, it's the mismanagement of projects like this that we must avoid for the future. So we have put into effect a set of financial controls that requires that they lay out what they want the money for before we proceed. We just approved on August 11th this Titan III program. It's $808 million for Titan III.
I think we have Marietta, Mark Marietta.
Marietta.
How'd that fella Dominic get it, do you figure?
Oh, hell, somebody in the Air Force undoubtedly gave it to him.
Yeah.
They're Colorado's full of Air Force people, and there's a very close relationship with some of the Republicans out there, and I suspect that's what happened. I don't know this for a fact, and I really shouldn't make the accusation.
I wonder if there's any speculation in the stock. As a result, I wonder.
Kenny O'Donnell told me yesterday he thought there had been. I haven't been able to even
look
spend
at
a moment.
Well, I tell you what I'd like to do, Bob, is I'm going to have this press conference tomorrow.
Yeah.
We've got to get in on this. We'll get into this. I wonder if you could send me over, have somebody over there prepare a memorandum on what we're doing about the military aspect of space and how we've stepped up the program. Because part of this is due to what I think was the unwise press conference of Webb, in which they tried to poo-poo too much what the Russians were doing instead of just saying, "Yeah, we're behind. Here's what we're doing."
Yes.
But I think if we can get into this question of what the what we are doing in space militarily, what the requests are, and whatever else I might need for even an opening statement or a request. Now, do you have any objection if I talk to Zuckett and just say
well,
that
no,
I think?
No, I'd be delighted to have you.
Okay, good. Right on.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Fred.